We have a great tip from Dr. Leah today. And Dr. Leah joins us every Wednesday with a health tip. And good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
I love your tip today. And Rochelle needs you very badly.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Well, she walked too far and she has sore hips.
Sore hips?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I can't do uphill. See, it's my own, you know. So I walked from my house to Bellevue Square, and there's a hill. And I, you know, thought, okay, I'm going to get this weight off, walk. So I did, and I did it 2 days in a row, and oh, my.
Now she's suffering, but see, when I got your tip this morning about anti-inflammatory, which we're going to talk about, because she's on that dreaded drug that you shouldn't be on, you know, anti-inflammatory, to help with it, you know, the drug that we shall not mention. So it's not really a drug.
I haven't heard your tip, Dr. Leah, so share.
Oh, you haven't heard it.
No,
well,
share.
Anti-inflammatory herbs.
Yes.
Some of them have been used in replace of some of those NSAIDs or Advil and stuff out there. But to brief it up, the ginger, turmeric, bromelain.
Do you hear that? Ginger.
I'm listening. Turmeric.
Turmeric, which is also called curcumin.
Mm-hmm.
Bromelain and boswellia are some. And that's just a little bit of them. There's a bunch more, but ginger is a great anti-inflammatory food that we can eat in many different forms. I usually tell people to get the candied ginger because it's easier to get and you don't have to cut it up and all that.
How much do you have to eat, though, of this candied ginger?
Well, ginger is mostly used for the inflammation in the stomach and in the intestines, and it helps digestion.
Uh-huh.
It does help a little bit with probably joint aches and pains, but not at the length that some of the other ones do. But
okay.
I would say, you know, like if you're going to have that candied ginger or the pickled ginger, a couple pieces of it, a couple good-sized pieces with a meal.
But that's not going to help her hips.
It's
probably
good for
not going to help the hips. Turmeric is actually, or curcumin, as it's also called, is an excellent herb for decreasing inflammation.
But didn't you say in your tip, though, that to get enough, you probably need to take it in pill form?
You probably do, although turmeric straight from your spice cabinet, you know, not mixed in curry, because there is some in curry. But if you have turmeric straight, you can take a teaspoon of it a day. You can sprinkle it on your rice or, you know, on something. It is a little more challenging to take it in your mouth as a powder because it stains. Some of these bright yellow things like curcumin or turmeric are staining, so you have to be careful.
I have to ask you, and I know most people think about this, if I cook with it, mm-hmm. do I lose the properties?
Probably not too much. It depends on kind of, I guess, how you're cooking
with it. Well, I'm thinking if you put it on chicken and bake chicken, will you, you know, and it bakes for an hour, are you going to lose the properties of it by cooking with it like that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so at that level. Like if someone's stir-frying and puts it in, that really high intense heat might do it.
Oh, okay.
But baking, okay. It's like, you know, when you're cooking stir-fry, it's much higher heat than 300 degrees in your oven or 325.
Right.
So it shouldn't.
You know, Dr. Leah, there's also a case study on it that it's good for Alzheimer's.
Yes. Yeah, turmeric, I mean, it has anti-inflammatory properties in the whole body.
Right.
So if you decrease inflammation in the brain,
right.
that decreases those neurofibrillary tingles that can cause Alzheimer's.
Well, I think that what I'm hearing, though, if Rochelle has these hip pains, that I would, if I was her, and of course I'm not, but I would
oh,
be
I'm
ready.
Glad you clarified that. I'm glad that when I sit across from her at the desk today, she won't be saying, did you
I'm
get
not.
Your turmeric? Do you want to put that on your chicken?
No, you know, what I'm going to do is she's going to stop at a health food store and buy the pills because you're not going to do it every day. It's, you know, I'm sorry, but life is busy and you're not going to necessarily put it on food. But you can, you know, as often as you can. But when you're actually in pain like she is, you need instant relief.
Right. No, I agree. And a lot of times these kind of things you don't have to take all the time.
Right.
You take it as you need it. And there are, yes, in this case, I would take it in pill form. There are some companies out there that sell a really concentrated form of it, and it works really well.
Okay.
So turmeric is one thing. It also has anti-cancer properties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime you're decreasing inflammation, you are decreasing your risk of getting cancer.
Right.
Bromelain is also another anti-inflammatory, and it's found in pineapple. Eating pineapple would help a little bit, like I'm thinking of it as for digestion, because it's also a digestive aid.
Right.
But if you want to take it for a strong anti-inflammatory, you need to take it in capsule form in between meals. Some of these pancreatic enzymes or digestive enzymes, when taken in between meals, do help with inflammation.
Oh, that's a good information.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, like pancreatic enzymes especially.
Hmm.
So that's bromelain. And boswellia, you may have heard called frankincense.
Oh, yes.
It's a specific type of frankincense. It's not the necessarily the kind you burn or that burned in churches and stuff. So boswellia is used as is a strong anti-inflammatory for hip joint muscle pain.
Specifically?
Yeah, that one is used a lot for that. In fact, I have a there are some companies that have boswellia mixed with ginger and turmeric. And so it's a good blend to take.
And this is all in pill form?
That's all. That's a capsule.
Wow.
Or a pill. Yeah, a tablet, I think that one is.
Well, so, that's good.
There's lots of information. And any time, you know, when you think of anti-inflammatories, think of it preventing cancer as well. Because you just decreasing inflammation in your body helps with many things. Alzheimer's, cancer, digestion, all sorts of stuff. So...
Mm-hmm.
Try those.
And you're saying the one over the counter is bad for the stomach and bad for the liver?
Yeah, a lot, especially when they're used all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're using them for days and days and days every
hours. Yeah, no, that's not good. If you're using them a couple times a month, you know, I mean, it's moderation, but it's the everyday use that will cause liver or kidney damage.
Right.
For sure.
Well,
Go take an Epsom salt bath. Yourself.
I did, Dr. Leah. I did. I said
you have to
I
do
did.
More than one.
I jumped into it. I was so happy. I just jumped right into it. It did help.
Good.
I do love those Epsom salt baths, Dr. Leah. Not that I feel real old. I remember my parents talking about Epsom salt baths, and I used to think, ooh, and now I'm there.
I've been doing it for about 10 years, and I'm 33.
They work great, especially when you use a whole pile of it.
Yeah,
like,
oh, no, yeah. I did. I used a whole container. It
and
felt
super
divine.
Cheap.
I know.
Super
well, that's
cheap. I know.
So
$1.99.
I know, right?
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
And it really works.
It does work.
Yeah, it does. You're marvelous, Dr. Leah, and we adore you. So give out your information so our listeners, you know, our listeners can come meet you in person.
Yeah.
At the Northwest You're going to be at the Northwest Woman Show.
That'll
so
be fun.
That will be fun.
To that.
Yes. They can come and touch you and say hi to you directly.
Saturday, March 6th. Dr. Leah will be at the Girl Talk booth, and you'll be able to meet her. So, Dr. Leah, of course, we recommend that everybody go to chatwithwomen.com and find out about, you know, how to get a hold of you, but go ahead and give out your information.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you.
As
Have
always.
A great day.